الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم. وعن أبي بكرة رضي الله تعالى عن أن رجلا قال: يا رسول الله، أي الناس خير؟ قال: من طال عمره وحسن عمله. قال: فأي الناس شر؟ قال: من طال عمره وساء عمله. رواه الترمذي، وقال: حديث حسن صحيح، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. درشيب الله. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, the hadith read out to you in the khutbah is narrated by Hazrat Abi Bakra radiyallahu ta'ala an, a grand sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that anna rajulan, a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, O Prophet of Allah, Ayyun Nasi Khayrun. An extraordinary question put forward to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, O Prophet of Allah, who amongst the people is the best one? Who amongst the people is the best one? لوگوں میں سب سے بہتر کون انسان ہے؟ Who amongst the people is the best one? And that person naturally was the companion, because he started off by saying Ya Rasulullah, O Prophet of Allah, indicating that both are companions. The narrator Hazrat Abi Bakra is also the companion, and also Rajulan, that man who put the question forward to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is also the companion of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The companions knew that one of the miracles of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that whatever question was asked, Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam had the ability to give an answer. Whatever question you ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's knowledge was phenomenal. All the languages. If in the Quran it is mentioned that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa sallam had the ability to speak with the hudhud and with the ant, hatta idha atau ala wadi naml, qalat namlatun ya ayyuhan naml udkhulu masakinakum. He had the power to hear how the ants communicated with each other. Then even that is the respected miracle of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam. But nothing compared to the in'am, to the ni'ams, to the miracles that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given. Some of the companions took extra caution in narrating the hadith. For an example, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, who was extremely close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But very rarely will you find in the hadith kitabs that he is the narrator. An Abi Bakr. Very rare. You will always find the name Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Aisha, Abu Huraira is the famous narrator of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was always this group of companions who took extra care and left it to those companions for whom it was natural to narrate the hadith, and permission was given to them by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So some of them came to Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam and they said, O Prophet of Allah, can we quote and narrate everything what you say? We feel that sometimes you are saying something that is private or that is only relevant to that situation. or it is conditional? Do you give us permission to quote and narrate everything unconditionally? No man has ever said what Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said. Everyone will say, don't misquote me, don't misquote me. But in the case of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that you can quote and narrate anything and everything what you hear from me. Because whatever I say, whatever I utter, it is only hidayat. It is pure guidance. So quote and narrate whatever you want. Confirming to the verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى وَمَا يَنْفِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not speak from his own impulse. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَى. Whatever he utters, whatever he speaks, it is wahi, pure wahi. He had the ability, whatever question put forward to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the miracle was he had the ni'mat of being jawami'ul kalim, few words, but the meaning of it was in volumes, few words. Subhanallah ilazim. That was the miracle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just take for 1 minute this example. If someone was to put forward to us the same question, Tony Blair, he's bombarded at question time, isn't he? If someone was to ask him, who is the best one amongst the people, what answer would he give to that question? For an example. It's very easy. They say in English, fools ask questions which intellectual people can answer. It's very easy to put forward a question. Very, very easy. But think about it. Look how deep, comprehensive this question is. Ayyu nasi khayrun, O Prophet of Allah, who from amongst the people is the best one? And Huzur alayhi salatu was salam, whatever he says, that is final, full stop. That is hidayat until the day of Qiyamah, until the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah ilazim. What a beautiful answer Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives to that. If someone was questioned, maybe it would take him 50 words, 40 words to explain. Even 60 words. Or in some cases someone might even say, well, I haven't that ability to answer that question. I really don't know. The politician will say, we the Labour Party are the best people perhaps. Allahu Akbar. But that is not hidayat. The answer should benefit everyone. Everyone. Muslims and non-Muslims. This is a power given only to Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. The intellect of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so mighty and powerful that even before the physical creation of insan, the only one created according to some of the mufassireen was Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam, and the rest of the people, the arwah, the souls, no physical body, just the souls, was in one alam, a chamber which is known as alami arwah. Alame arwah, locked up in that chamber, all souls, ruh, tamam arwah, souls. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put forward a question to all the souls that were there. Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your creator, am I not your murabbi, am I not your lord? Alastu bi rabbikum. It is said that from all the souls, the very first soul, the very first ruh, to answer the question of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the ruh of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the very first one to say, Bala, without a doubt, O Allah, you are our creator. Without a doubt, you are our creator. Subhanallah alazim. And after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the rest of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam uttered the same words, bala, 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 which is mentioned in the Quran. Subhanallah al-Azim. That was his power. He was in Arabia and he saw the king of Abyssinia. He passed away. He was in Medina Munawwara when Masjid al-Nabwi was being constructed. We would need a compass to find the Qibla. Where is the Qibla? But in the case of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companions say that he was there standing in Medina Munawwara, and he would say to the companions that I can see Khana-e-Kaaba in front of me. This was the power of his eyesight that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him. He could see everything, even the stars. This is the mu'ajiza of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ. And Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam was given the knowledge that no one else had. He was informed. He had the information of everything. وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ. All the subjects that we find today in the universities with different names, but all the subjects, the pioneers, the first founders, is all connected with only Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Nothing more than that. Subhanallah al-Azim. We talk about the wheel. We talk about the wheel, the great invention, wheel. It is a great invention. Imagine the plane flying, and if the wheels don't come out, what do we do? A beautiful plane. But if the wheels don't come out, we have to be extremely careful. We don't want to smash into any buildings, do we? This is the magic of the media. In Italy, Milan, one plane went straight into the building. Straight away, the terrorists are there, the terrorists are there. The cowboys are out. Subhanallah. It's a game now. A little explosion on Evington Road, who is it? Oh, they're the Muslims, Muslims, must be the Muslims. Little explosion here and there, a few fireworks on Melton Road, who was it? Muslims, who is it? Muslims. It's easy now, the platform is open. Pick and choose. It's never a red card. A red card is only for a Muslim. It's a game now, it's a game. And then straight away they say, oh no. And the pilot was 68 years old. How old was the pilot? 68 years old. Subhanallah al-Azim, Subhanallah al-Azim. Talking on the subject of wheels, the great invention. The first man to invent the wheel was Hazrat Idris alayhi salatu was salam. Who was it? Hazrat Idris alayhi salatu was salam. All, everything is connected to Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, without a doubt, my respected brothers. وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا. And the overflowing favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is immense for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. خاص فضل on Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the subjects. Take for an example, the main identity of the human being is his fingerprints. Even more powerful than the signature. Fingerprints is still used today in many parts of the world, even here in this country. No two people have the same fingerprints. You can have twins, you can have triplets, you can have four or five people looking the same. But no fingerprint matches the other person. Unique. Allahu Akbar. This is the Qudrat of Allah. And this was only known to the modern world recently. But the knowledge of fingerprints was given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 1500 years ago. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentions, La uqsimu biyawmi al-qiyamah wa la uqsimu bin nafsil لوامة. Allah swears by the day of resurrection, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam by that soul, the reproaching soul. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَلَّن نَجْمَعَ إِظَامَهُ. Do these disbelievers feel that we have no power to assemble back their bones? Don't we have the power to assemble back their bones? أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَلَّن نَجْمَعَ إِظَامَهُ. کیا انسان نے یہ گمان کیا ہے کہ ہم ان کی ہڈیاں کو جھور نہیں سکتے واپس؟ بلا کیوں نہیں؟ Surely, قادرين على أن نسوي بنانا. We have the power to even join together with great perfection their fingertips. Their fingertips. على أن نسوي بنانا. نسوي بنانا. What is بنانا؟ بنانا. Not that banana. This is in Arabic. بنانا. ب نون أليف. بنانا. Specifically mentioned in the Quran. Why? Because this part is unique in the human body, the only identification. Allah is saying, let alone your bones, there is a match for your bone, but even the skin on your thumb, I have the power to reproduce that. You cannot run away from me. This fingerprint is in the Quran. Everything is in the Quran. Every knowledge is given to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Going back to the answer that is given by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what a beautiful answer. Allahu Akbar Kabira, if you listen to the answer, it is the greatest proof that Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam is the mighty messenger, the only messenger of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam after Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Insan haven't got the power to answer like how Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam have the ability. To the question, who amongst the people is the best one? In few words, in four words, Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam says, man qala umruhu wa hasuna amaluhu. In English, to make a translation, I'll have to use many, many words. But in the Arabic language, man qala umruhu wa hasuna amaluhu. The one who is given a long life by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who is given a long life by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in his long life, he carries out good actions. In his good life, he carries out good actions. Jiski lambi zindagi ho, aur usme achche amal ho. He is the best amongst all the people, subhanallah. Clear, precise, to the point. Beautiful answer. Think about it. A long life, and in that life, he has carried out many, many good actions. More good actions than his bad actions. That person is the best from amongst all the people. And the Sahabi questions, he says, فَأَيُّ النَّاسِ شَرٌّ. Then, O Prophet of Allah, who from amongst the people is the worst one? Subhanallah al-Azim. Again, Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam says, man tala umruhu, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a long life, wasa'a amaluhu, but in his long life, he has only done bad actions. He has been ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disobedient to his Lord, subhanallah. This is the miracle, this is the mu'ajizah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I always say to the people, when you read the Quran and when you read the Hadith, the similarity is there. But yet, you will know the difference between the Quran and the Hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the mu'ajizah. Everything what he uttered is mu'ajizah, miracle. And the other miracle is whatever Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam uttered, it was accepted straight away, materialized straight away. Foreign baat kabul ho jaat. We have this sickness inside us. Make dua for us, make dua for us. That is okay, but then it just becomes a second habit. Make dua, make dua. Actually, we should make dua for ourselves also. We should run away from dua. We should make dua, make a lot of dua, and then we should ask the person in front, make dua for us. That is the tarteeb. That is the tarteeb. But Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, whatever he uttered was accepted straight away. On one occasion he made dua for Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. He lifted his hands and he says, "Oh Allah, protect Ali from heat and bitter cold. Protect Ali radiallahu ta'ala and from bitter cold and heat. Extreme heat, tell us. It's always extreme in Saudi Arabia. In every way. Allahu Akbar." And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says that after making dua, people would witness and they saw him that he would wear summer clothes in winter and winter clothes in summer. Heat and bitter cold did not bother him to the slightest. This was the miracle. Some of the companions would look at Hazrat Ali coming to the masjid, it's scorching hot sun, Allahu Akbar, garmi sakh, and he'd be there with his chadar. And he said, "This is the miracle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Whatever he uttered was accepted straight away. When he looked at the condition of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, and for months there was no food, he lifted his hands and he says, "Oh Allah, take away from Fatima the pangs of hunger. I only had the desire to eat and drink, but I did not know what it was like to be hungry. Hunger never came to me. I never suffered. Until death, I never ever became hungry again. I would eat for the sake of it, and I would drink for the sake of it if it was in front of me. But hunger for me was never the case." Miracle of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dua accepted straight away. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala, a young companion, very young, one of the last companions to pass away. Allah blessed him with a long life, and it was because of Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala, and many people had the opportunity to become tabi'een. People like Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi were honored with this title of being tabi'een because of Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala, and one of the last companions to pass away in Kufa. As a young boy, the mother took him to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the mother said to Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam, "O Prophet of Allah, this is my boy, I want you to make dua for him." Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam lifted his hands and he says, "Oh Allah, give him wealth and give him many children. Give him wealth and give him many children." Anas radiallahu ta'ala says that there was no shortage of money with him. He was a very wealthy companion, a wealthy sahabi. And when you talk about his children, he says that with my children and my grandchildren included, the total exceeds 100 children. Kitne? With my own children and my grandchildren, the total is more than 100 from one Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala. This is the power of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But today, we want to follow the trends of kuffar. Even our women, wo take you, be chokrao, done, three, finished. Tazawwaju al-wadud al-walud, fa'inni mukasirun bikum al-umam. One of the great ibadat and one of the great sunnah. What is sunnah? Just miswak? Or wearing an amama, or oiling the hair, or putting surma in the eye? Or is it just four rakat sunnats? What is the sunnah? The sunnah is everything. The entire life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us, commanded the ummah, the men and the women, to have many children. Why? On the day of Qiyamah, every child in this world that is born becomes the great follower of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Great follower of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the sunnah. 100 children. Or is child benefit ka masla aur hai? Child benefit ka masla aur hai. Subhanallah al-Azim. Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf, a billionaire of his time, the companion Sahabi. Billionaire. so much money he had. Hazrat Abdul Rahman, and that was a dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He himself says that if I was to lift up a stone, I would expect gold there to be under the stone. This was the impact of the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If I was to lift up the stone, I would expect gold to be there. It is said that when Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf passed away, not talking about the wealth, the dinar and the dirham that he left, just gold. So much gold was with him that the companions who were lifting the gold, because of the effort of lifting that the gold, the hands were blistered. The hands were blistered. And they were companions. Subhanallah al-Azim. This was the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Each wife inherited 100,000 dinar. Kitna? 1,000? 100,000 dinar. You can't even calculate it now. The dinar. This was the amount of wealth. Subhanallah al-Azim. Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Every dua, everything that came out from the auspicious mouth of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, this was the yaqeen, and that is the yaqeen we should have, my respected brothers. That is the yaqeen we should have, subhanallah al-azim. And if we have that yaqeen, and with the sunnah, with the seerah and the surat, with the seerah and the surat, if we continue, subhanallah, in this modern world to live in accordance to the sharia, without a doubt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nusrat will come. Hazrat Abu Quhafa radiallahu ta'ala an, he says that Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for me that, oh Allah, make his face prosper and look after his hair and look after his skin. Look after his hair and look after his skin. The companions say that he died at the age of 70, but if anyone saw him, they would mistake him to be 15 years of age. 15 years of age. 70 years. Huh? Musa bhai? Dreams come true, you know. Allah. I'm not giving you a fatwa to make the white beard black or in any way. No, inshallah, alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, it is said that when a person reaches the age of 70, in the same page, Hazrat Sahal is the narrator. Man ammara min ummati sab'ina sanatan, anyone from my ummat becomes 70. Faqad a'azara Allahu ilayhi fil umr. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excuses him from the punishment of qabr and from the punishment of jahannam. He is exempted basically at the age of 70. This is the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should be looking forward rather than going backwards. This was the tarteeb of Sahaba Kiram Ajma'een. One companion was eating a khajur, which you know the hadith, and he says, O Prophet of Allah, if I was to become a martyr today, where would I be? Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam looked at him, and Abu sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, Fil Jannah, in Jannat. Subhanallah. He put the khajur down, went in the middle of the battlefield. And subhanallah al-azim, shahadat. He got shahadat. This was the condition of the companions. Subhanallah al-azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to make amal on the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah bless us with a long life. And in that long life, may Allah save us from all the fitans that we see around us. وَحَسُنَ عَمَلُهُ. And in that long life, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we carry out good actions. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use us in accordance to the hadith narrated by Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala an. He says that أَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالْ إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدٍ خَيْرًا إِسْتَعْمَلَهُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends with his servant something that will be good for him, something that is beneficial for him. Istamalahu, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses him. Allah makes use of him. The companion says, كَيْفَ يَسْتَعْمِلُهُ O Prophet of Allah, how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make use of that individual? قَالَ يُوَفِّقُهُ لِعَمَلٍ صَالِحٍ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ Allah gives him the tawfiq to carry out good actions before his death. Allah gives him that opportunity to carry out good actions before his death. And that is vital. Death comes at any time. Just recently, that lady who passed away today, a janaza namaz, a young lady. I believe she was only 21 years of age. Only 21 years of age. Allahu Akbar. Recently married. Gone. This is the reality of this dunya. Sitting together, we are here enjoying, listening, alhamdulillah. But there is no guarantee, let alone tomorrow, no guarantee even of 1 hour or even of 2 hours, what can happen. That is why we should be prepared all the time, my respected brothers. The shaitan comes in a very strong way with all the glitter of this life. We have to make tawbah, istighfar, and if we commit any sins, then straight away, without delay, make tawbah and istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repent to Him with sincerity, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power to forgive all your sins. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen, la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inna kunna min al-zalimeen, Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyata fi dunya wal-akhirah, Allahumma inna nas'aluka sihatan fi imanin wa imanan fi husni khuluqin, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum, la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inna kunna min al-zalimeen, ya hayyu ya qayyum, ya hayyu ya qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghis, ya rahman يا رحيم يا قدير يا عالم الغيب يا ملك يا مالك يا رحمن يا رحيم سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين